who wants to live longer? Go to superhumanradio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekday.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I am joined by the lovely and talented Lisa Profumo for our episode of Casual Friday. How are you?
I'm great. Feels like I've been a while. It's been a while since I've been on the air.
I know. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and everyone listening.
Yes, yes. And we have a great show planned for you and an unexpected listener that's going to be on after the first break who has some issues with me. And I take them very seriously. When people bring constructive criticism to my attention, I take it seriously. So he'll be on with us later.
Good.
His name is Joe Siciliano, by the way. He's Italian.
He's got to be a good guy.
Got to be a good guy. Okay. So anyway, what do you want to talk about first, Lisa? There's so much bubbling to the top. You know, it's the beginning of the year and every show in the world is doing things about fitness right now. And it's like by the end of January, they'll stop that, just like their viewers will stop training and doing things. We talk about it all year long here. Nobody pays attention.
Well, it's crazy. I mean, every morning show, I'm on the treadmill in the morning watching some of these people talking about diets and snack foods, and it's crazy.
And you said to me yesterday, who were you watching when you said you wanted to punch your computer? Who was that?
I was watching on the computer from the Today Show, David Zazinko, from Men's Health.
Right.
He's got a new book out. It's called The 8-Hour Diet.
Right.
And essentially, it's what we talk about all the time, intermittent fasting.
Right. But with an unhealthy twist.
Well, yes. Basically, intermittent fasting is you fast for 16 hours and you feed for 8 hours.
Right.
Well, he's talking about the same thing, but what he said to Matt Lauer on the Today Show was shocking. He said, during the 8-hour feeding period, you can eat anything you want. He had food sitting on the table. The only protein that he had on the table was one boiled egg and a ribeye steak that evening.
Right.
And in between that, he had pizza and french fries and some, I think it was either bean soup or lentil soup. And he had chocolate cake. And he said you could eat as much cake as you wanted for dessert.
For that 8 hours.
As long as you only eat for 8 hours.
Right.
So there was no limit to what you ate or how much of it you ate.
And you know why? Because David Zazinko, who should not be the editor of Men's Health magazine, I'm sorry, his book, Eat This, Not That, missed the boat in so many ways and unfortunately is probably doing more to promote diabetes in this country because of the choice. He's telling people to eat popcorn at night. I mean, these are good snack foods, he's telling people. And he's done it again. He's taken something that has been scientifically proven to potentially prolong life, make you leaner, make you healthier, okay? And he has tried to bring it to the masses so that he can say to people, look, if you don't eat for 16 hours a day, you can eat complete crap for the other 8 hours a day, and you're still going to be healthy and you're going to get lean. He misses the boat completely, but why? He wants to sell books.
But what bothers me is he takes, like we just said, he takes something that is good,
right,
and turns it into something that's totally off base.
But think why. You think the majority of obese people out there, the majority of Americans out there, okay, are going to do intermittent fasting the way it's supposed to be done, the way like Adelfo Cerame does it, the way that Professor Andrew writes about, the way we talk about on the show? No, the only way they're going to do intermittent fasting if they can then, with their corrupted reward system, eat crap for 8 hours. Like, oh, I can eat crap. It's the same mentality like, oh, I did cardio today, so now I can eat pizza for lunch.
Well, then I saw a Weight Watchers commercial, and whoever the spokesperson was, it was not anyone that was familiar to me. She said that you can drink wine, you can eat chocolate chip cookies and pizza on Weight Watchers now and still lose weight. It's like they're trying to tell people what they want to hear.
Right. That's it. That's they're pandering. They're pandering. They're saying to people who are obese, look, you can do it this way and you don't have to feel guilty because you're on our program. You can still eat crap. And that, I'm sorry for those of you out there who are taken in by these con artists, and that's what they are. They're con artists. You may lose weight. You're not going to lose the right kind of weight. You're going to lose muscle mass too.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, you don't want to lose muscle mass because you'll become instantly diabetic if you lose enough muscle mass.
Oh, I was talking to a friend of mine this morning, and she told me a story about a friend of hers who went on the HCG diet.
Right.
Trisha told me this.
Right.
She said she lost like so much weight in such a short period of time, and she was so excited, and now she's gained it all back.
And then some. Yes.
Yes.
And we talk about that on the show. As a matter of fact, I did a blog post. Doctors who promote the HCG diet are delinquent of their duties because this is a diet that promotes great muscle loss. Metabolic baselines drop. When those people go back to eating normal, they get fatter than they were in the beginning.
But isn't that what happens to so many people who go on the Weight Watchers diet?
Yo-yo.
Yo-yo diet, and they keep losing more of their muscle.
We know people like that, that we've talked about, well, she's going to hit the wall pretty soon, and soon enough they did, and bingo, they're bigger than they were before. Mm-hmm. You know what? There is no easy way to do this. There's no alternate way to do this. There's only the right way to do this, unfortunately. For those of you out there who are embracing, and I know my audience doesn't embrace this stuff, but there are new listeners coming on to the show. For those of you who think that you can follow a David Zinczenko approach, fasting for 16 hours and eating cake and French fries and potato chips and pizza for the other eight, and think that you're going to reach your goals, you're wrong. You're going to be unhealthy.
I like intermittent fasting. But
I fasted this morning.
I did as well for 16 hours,
right.
and then I had protein right before the show and a handful of almonds.
Right, right.
So
you didn't go for the chocolate cake and French fries like David Zinczenko told you to do? Okay, let's move on to another guru that frustrates the hell out of me. Can we?
Yes, it was someone actually has posted several things about Tracy Anderson on Facebook. One post said something, this has been a long time ago, about how she says women should not use more than 3 pounds when lifting weights for their arms.
Right.
3 pounds, really?
Have you looked at pictures of this girl?
I've seen her on television.
She's disgusting looking. I'm sorry. She is. And Gwyneth Paltrow, as well-meaning as she is a fool to support this girl.
Well, she's in business with her.
Yeah.
And then she's also her trainer.
Right.
And I think Gwyneth Paltrow is a very nice looking woman.
She's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But she's misguided and she is drinking the Kool-Aid now. In fact, you pointed out to me that since this girl has been working with Gwyneth Paltrow. Gwyneth Paltrow came out in the media as she has osteopenia now.
She now has osteopenia. And she is on a macrobiotic diet as well as now she's a vegetarian.
Well, she calls herself a flexitarian. She eats vegetarian during different parts of the years and then she eats, I guess, omnivore type diet during other parts of the year. But mostly she's a vegetarian.
But the point is that she now is, when she was 37 years old, she was diagnosed with osteopenia. And that is an older woman's disease.
And how was she diagnosed? Didn't she have a broken limb or something?
She fractured her leg.
She fractured her leg. And then she's working out with this girl who says, don't use more than 3 pound weights. And what's really astounding to me, I mean, in my humble opinion, any legitimate fitness expert should repudiate this girl, Tracy Anderson. We need to expunge her. We need to get her out of the industry because she's dangerous.
She's come up with a new DVD for children, for teenagers, to get teenagers teeny tiny is the name of the DVD.
Yeah, right. Bulimic teenagers. First of all, let me step back. I don't want to miss the real points here. She's 3 foot tall.
No, she's taller than
that. Oh, okay. She's 3.5 foot tall and she weighs 45 pounds.
She's not that small. You're exaggerating.
I'm telling you something. Her calves are maybe 8 inches around. So she's going to tell real people how to stay lean and healthy. She's a midget.
Well, and she also has a shady past too.
She's been in jail because of, she opened up a club, a fitness club in the Tribeca, a very expensive Tribeca area of New York, and Gwyneth Paltrow has bankrolled it. They charge $575 a month to belong. They can't get members. She's done the same exact thing in Indiana, where she opened up a very, very expensive club, tells people she invented exercise, that she knows how to make you, she can take girls with tree trunk thighs and make them lean and all this other stuff. And then she abandoned those. She was sued for $450,000 in Indiana. Then another person sued her for like $100,000. She did some time for one of her shady deals. She's a flim-flam artist.
That's crazy. I feel bad that Gwyneth Paltrow has gotten sucked into all that.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I've read a lot about this Tracy Anderson and his anticipation doing the show, and I couldn't even list all the things I've read. I have a feeling that she's bipolar.
Really?
Some of the behaviors that she is doing, the things, the outlandish things she said that she has just about invented exercise. She has invented, everybody's ripping her off.
Well, she says that she can undo anything that somebody does to their body because it's her gift.
Yeah, like
that's
Coca-Cola.
What she said.
But didn't she say it's like it's my gift. I'm smart like Coca-Cola.
Yeah, oh, this was in an article that was in the New York Times that they wrote about her. Because she's evidently suing so many of people who have worked for her because she says they ripped her off of her ideas.
Yeah, every time you bounce on a trampoline now, you have to send Tracy Anderson 5 cents.
Well, she's got that new DVD out about trampoline because it's soft on your knees, which it probably is soft on your knees.
But people have been using those tiny one-man trampolines for decades. Now she's going to like want to take advantage, like she's going to take credit for inventing that now?
The only other thing I want, are we finished with Tracy?
Yeah.
The only other thing I want to mention really quick was.
Oh yeah, we're finished with Tracy.
Chateaubie. It's a shaper, like Spanx.
Yeah, it's shapewear.
They had this on one of the shows while I was on the treadmill. I've got to quit watching those shows while I'm on the treadmill. It makes me angry. They not only help shape and support for instantly sleeker silhouette, they also provide a light workout while you wear them.
So they're making this piece of clothing akin to exercise. They're saying wearing it is like a light workout.
It's the same muscle toning and calorie burning benefits. That's what it says.
Could you believe it? I don't even know what to, I can't even follow that up. That's
isn't
absurd.
That crazy?
Why isn't the FDA coming out against them? The FDA, was it the Food and Drug Administration that came out against that shoe that said that because
mm-hmm.
of the solar?
Reebok shapers.
Yeah, where are they now? Where is the Department of Justice, whoever it is that oversees these types of flim-flam business deals, on this deal here?
I'm not sure.
I can't wait for that one to come out. All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Joseph Siciliano. He has a bone to pick with me, and you're going to get to listen in on it, okay? So stay tuned. You listen to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade N-acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner ad. PharmaNac, there's nothing else like it.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody, you can get a free month supply of the Age Force Fat Burner Patch. You've heard numerous people come on the show and talk about how great it works. We've got more people scheduled. Very easy to find people who think that the product works. Very hard to find people that think it doesn't. So you can get a free month supply. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Age Force banner ad today. Joseph Siciliano, Gizirich, baby.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I appreciate you taking the time to write this email. You got a beef with me, right?
A little one, yeah. I did. I have to admit, I did.
Okay, so come on. Talk about it.
I just feel that there are times lately in some of your podcasts that you come off a little condescending. And it gets a little tough to listen to because I almost feel like you're, you know, it, sometimes to me it feels like you're a reformed smoker who's going around screaming at everybody who smokes.
You're right. I am. I'm a reformed fat person and I rail against obesity now. You're right. You're right.
And I think that's great, but sometimes it's difficult because you make it sound like everyone should eat a certain way. And, you know, if you don't eat that way, you're going to feel horrible about yourself. And that's the way you come off lately, at least to me.
And I do.
I could be wrong.
No, you're right. And I'm going to tell you why. When I first started doing the show, I didn't take that approach. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you when I started doing this, and I've talked about this before on the air, actually. I watched the movie about Malcolm X with Denzel Washington.
Yes.
And growing up in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, I was surrounded by African American people and Puerto Rican people, and I was the minority, but so I always had a fondness for African American people and Latino people and so on because they were the earliest friends I had. And when I watched that movie and he was saying the white man is the devil, mm-hmm. I got offended by that. I thought we're not all devils, you know, but then it dawned on me what he was doing because in his life he had white people that he was close to. But what he was doing was sometimes in order to get the pendulum to hit the middle, you got to push all the way to the other side. So
yeah.
I adopted that a couple years ago. And I thought, you know what? I am going to be a little more edgy. I'm going to be a little more in your face. I'm going to be a little more absurd because in order for us to make if I'm just really monotone and if I'm just really easy with people, kind of like Richard Simmons is, then there are a lot of people out there who are going to go be complacent with where they are, and they're not going to try as hard. And so yeah. It was purposeful for me. And it's not natural for me. It was purposeful for me to start getting more in your face. And I worried in the beginning. I thought, you know, I'm going to offend some people. But then mm-hmm. I thought about it. Malcolm X offended a lot of people when he said that, but he made people start thinking about it. Like, wait a minute, all white people aren't devils, and we got the message. The white people got the message as well. And so that was my agenda at that point. It still is. I know that I offend I know that there's people who start listening to the show that are overweight, and we lose them when I start talking about, you know, obesity and all this sort of stuff. And you have to remember, Joe, I was over 300 pounds at one time, and I remember being ostracized. But what I try, what I want to do is temper that with a little constructive approaches to help people at the same time. But you're right. I definitely do push that envelope from time to time.
And you know what? If that was your intention, you are doing an awesome job at it. Really, you really are. I mean, I'm not going to say that I was never offended by anything that you ever said, because every time you said something, you did back it up with something else. But I'm, like I said, I'm over here, and I'm listening to you like on my iPod on my way to work, and I'm thinking to myself, how can this guy eat like this every day? You know what I mean? When you're saying things like
but
that.
But you know what my hope is? If I say eat like this every day, maybe people will eat like that 80% of the time. If I tell people, you know how it is? You ever have a friend who's always late? So then you get wise and you say, you know what? The party starts at 7. We're going to tell him the party starts at 6 because he'll get here at 7.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is the reason I do it. But I'm going to openly apologize to anybody out there.
No.
Anybody, not you, because I know you weren't offended. You were just being observant. Yeah. But anybody out there that I've offended about the things I've said about obese people, remember that I lived that painful life. I know what it feels like to be obese and to be ostracized and to be awkward when you walk into a room and sitting down in a chair is a big deal. And I remember all those days, and it's painful. And I don't want people to be that way. No one wants to be that way. I was obese. I didn't want to be that way. So I actually have definitely become quite a bit more abrasive about it. You're right. You're right.
I'm glad. It's like a good scare tactic then for some people that do need to watch a little bit more what they, you know, how to take care of themselves.
Right.
And to realize that it's not up to the government to take care of them.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because they'll take care of them, all right. They'll take care of them the way wise guys take care of you.
There's what? No money in the cure.
How old are you, Joe?
45.
God bless you. And so do you train pretty regularly?
Almost every day, yes.
That's great. That's great. So you're one of the superhumans then. You are.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And I have family members that listen to you because of me telling them to.
Well, I appreciate that.
You friended several of my relatives on Facebook without even realizing it.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
You and Elisa.
Elisa's right here.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
Great.
Good. I'm glad.
Now, Joe, you're originally from Yonkers, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you and I are not too far apart. I'm 54, so I'm 9 years older than you. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember a place in Scarsdale called the Milky Way?
Of course I do. I'm not that much younger than you.
that was a great disco back in the day, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I wasn't really much of a disco goer, though.
No.
I was a metalhead back then in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, anyway, like I said before, I really appreciate your comments. The email that you sent me, I never take offense to that stuff. And I know that you were concerned because you ran out of room and you wanted to say, look, you know, I don't want you to take offense to this. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show specifically.
I'm glad you did. I appreciate that.
And I appreciate you telling people about the show, and I appreciate you listening. And Happy New Year to you, brother.
Thank you. Same to you.
Okay. Talk to you soon, okay?
You got it. Bye.
Right, bye, Joe.
Bye.
Nice guy.
Yes.
But anyway, you know, he's right. And I do feel funny sometimes when I do that sort of stuff. So.
When you just...
When I attack people, when I talk about obesity in such a way that I know that there are people out there who literally are tuning out or cringing because they're obese. But here's what I'll say to you. Obesity is not permanent. You have to just make the decision to step away from it,
mm-hmm.
to do the things, not to listen to the David Zizinkos, and do the things that are probably not in your normal repertoire of doing things, and get out of it.
But don't you find that people who don't know and are searching for answers, it's really confusing because of the David Zizinkos and the Tracy Andersons out there?
Yes, and their microphones are louder than mine. They're reaching more and more people than I am.
And that's kind of my point, is that they're getting such bad information. I mean, really, that you can eat as much as you want for 8 hours?
See, at any time a diet program touts, eat whatever you want, right? That right away is a red flag to me, because 80% of the American diet you shouldn't be eating, regardless of whether or not it's going to make you fat. Of course, it's unhealthy.
But let's face it. I mean, we have even friends who probably think that we're zealots and won't listen to what we say because we, you know, they probably think we're crazy.
Well, we have a friend at the New Year's Eve party the other night who came to us, a wonderful girl. We both love her. And she was saying, look, you know, after New Year's, I'm going to really get my act together. She was asking you about how you eat. And when you were telling her how you eat, she was going, so I can't eat this then and I can't eat that. And then days later, she called you and she said, you know, I just love lattes. Can I still have a latte?
Well, no, she texted me.
Texted you.
And you know, I looked up the latte she drinks, like a skinny latte, and it's got 12 grams of sugar in it.
Yeah, and that's a lot of sugar first thing in the morning.
She drinks one every day, like in the afternoon, early afternoon.
Right.
And plus, she eats a ton of bananas and fruit.
And I've told her, I've said to her, you know, you must abandon the fruit if fat loss is your primary goal. Not forever, just for now. And she didn't like that idea. She said, you know, that fruit is what she loves.
Well, then that brings me to, I just want to talk about this real quick before the break.
Please, take your time.
I was talking to a friend yesterday, and she told me that she had her niece during the holidays, and her niece is 13 years old. And her niece has already been, she's got bulimia. She's already, you know, makes herself vomit.
Right.
At 13.
13.
And she also, you know, said that she overate during the holidays. This 13-year-old said that she was going to fast. So she started fasting right after the holidays and that she was going to cut out all of her carbs. This is a 13-year-old.
Right.
And then I start asking my friend different questions about this 13-year-old. Her mother is a registered dietitian, and her mother is obese and a registered dietitian.
Right.
And this child has so many issues.
Right. And then you read something this morning on Facebook posted by somebody you know.
Right. They're talking about registered dietitians are the way to go if you want to learn how to. It says registered dietitians are your best guides to smart weight loss. And then in this article, it says that large goals can be overwhelming.
Yeah, there was good information there.
Yeah, there were some good.
But information we're getting from everybody right
exactly.
now. Nothing unique.
And it says, rather than setting goals, take step by step, which is a good approach.
Right.
However, it says, rather than saying, I will eat better, be specific with realistic goals and say things like, I will eat one more piece of fruit today. per day, and I will choose whole grains more often. And this is a registered dietitian.
And they're saying that they're the right choice for,
yes.
for healthy. So if you eat one more piece of fruit a day, you're just going to increase fat storage every day. And if you eat more healthy grains, you're just going to become unhealthy and you're going to get fatter.
Well, and then right here in front of me, it says, here's an article that says brain study, fructose may spur overeating.
Yeah.
And that's what you get when you eat the fruit.
And we did that show back in 2007. I had a scientist on who did a great study, a very well done study, and I hope I can find the show because I'd like to rerun it sometime. And they found out conclusively that the more fructose you eat, the fatter you get, period, end of story. Whether it's coming from fruit. Now, he did say that high fructose corn syrup is worse for you, and I don't understand the chemistry about it, but he said something about it being an unbound fructose, which I don't know what that means, but the more fructose you eat, the fatter you get, period, end of story. And the worst part about that is people will go, well, gorillas, you know, they'll point to these primates that eat nothing but fruit. Well, you don't have a gorilla's metabolism, okay? You're not a gorilla. You know, termites can eat wood all day long and thrive on it. If you ate wood all day long, you'd die. Compare yourself to humans. What we know about humans is the more fructose you eat, the fatter you get. And for people out there who are starting this new 2013 journey, and they're going, I want to do everything I can, as much as I can, to get as lean as I can, understanding that it's not forever, it's just for now, you're going to be very extreme just for now, you have to cut fruit out. That's it.
Well, so you can't eat strawberries? They only have 1 gram of
okay.
carb.
Okay, that's the exception. Berries. Berries, which are high fiber, very, very low in fructose.
And grapefruit?
Grapefruit is different for me. Grapefruit plays a lot of different roles. I tend to want to stay away from grapefruits for a variety of reasons, not because of the fructose,
okay.
but because of the changes in the hepatic landscape.
Mm-hmm.
If it's doing those things to the drugs you're eating.
Right.
Right? If it's blocking the liver's ability to break down, metabolize, and expel those metabolites of drugs.
Uh-huh.
What is it doing to other things that you're consuming? We don't know. No one has done enough research on grapefruit to find out if the high levels of naringin also cause the accumulation of something else in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to be a little cautious with grapefruit. I look at grapefruit more like I look at a drug or a supplement.
Okay, so but strawberries and blueberries and blackberries.
And black raspberries.
Raspberries
and, yeah.
are loaded with fiber.
Yeah, if you want to eat fruit, eat those.
And but eat them before 3 o'clock, right?
That's it.
And that's what we told her.
Right, right. So let's see.
Okay.
You want to take a break or you want to talk
yes.
about something? Okay. All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots of good things to cover today. There's so much going on. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo and me. The abrasive and annoying Carl Lenore. We'll be right back. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the H-Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today. Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you're satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance. If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Ragish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Eminem, my man.
We know that song pretty well.
Yeah.
I like Eminem. I really do. I think he's a very talented rapper.
We have a surprise guest.
Yeah, you know, this is put Carl on the spot day. I'm going to have to start scripting everything I say. We have the brilliant Adele Musa all the way from Munster, Germany. How you doing, Adele?
I'm doing fine. And actually, I've been waiting for this chance to be on air with Elisa for months, for years.
She just said... You know what she said when she says, finally, I get to say hello to him on the air.
Hi, how are you? Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Okay, so you took issue with something I just said a moment ago about fructose and fruit.
Yeah, actually, it's quite funny because you gave the correct answer in your comment on what you heard on the show or what the expert on the show you were doing on fructose said. Because the real issue is not so much that you consume fructose, but it's rather that the fructose in high fructose corn syrup and in all those pre-processed foods which contain high fructose corn syrup is readily absorbed. And you really achieve a certain threshold level in the blood, similar to ingesting whey protein versus a very slow digesting protein like a piece of meat.
Mm.
And trouble ensues when this threshold is met. And actually, I've read the paper you mentioned on JAMA about 5 minutes ago, because Johan, who is also one of the listeners of Superhuman Radio, posted the link on my Facebook page. And there's a pretty interesting hint in the study which says that the effective dosage of fructose they used in this study would be roughly 60 grams. But the important thing is that must these 60 grams, which would equal 6 apples, would have to hit you all at once. And to achieve that by eating fruit, like even high fructose food like an apple, you would have to make your stomach magically suck out last milligram of fructose from those 6 apples at once when you ingest them.
Mm.
So this is, I suppose, the most significant difference. On the other hand, it's not practical that you live on fruit alone. But eating an apple or two or maybe even three a day isn't really the problem here. I think personally that you are right that recommendations like that are pretty hilarious, because most people think when my dietitian tells me I just have to make sure to get my 2 pieces of fruit and 3 pieces of veggies per day, they just eat them on top of all the junk they are eating already.
Right.
And that will, of course, end up getting fitter, fatter and fatter. And with almost all food, even those that are relatively high in fructose, you get secondary polyphenols and, of course, regular sugar and glucose,
right,
which are, in fact, satiating. So that alone makes a really great difference between fructose per se and high fructose corn syrup and fruit. But people who read the Subversity or listen to the Science Roundup will probably have me heard saying that I'm really not a friend of healthy fruit juices, because in that case you
right.
make it easy for your digestive tract to assemble the exact same amount of fructose in the exact time span as you do when you drink a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's a very, very excellent point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I have to go on for a second, because this is why Adele is so unique. Most science writers, most nutritional gurus, they go for the low-hanging fruit, no pun intended, the one sentence, the one thing that they know that people want to hear, and that will make more eyes hit their page. But Adele, because these things are much more complex than just one thing, he has to go on and explain. So if fruit is not the problem, fruit juice definitely can be a problem, and clearly high fructose corn syrup is absolutely a problem. And that's your take on this, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay, now let's...
And I really encourage people to reincorporate some sort of fruit, even beyond berries, into their diets. By the way, a strawberry is not a berry, it's a nut.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it has those green little dots on it, and these are little nuts. It's in German it's called Sammelnuss. I don't know the real translation, but literally translated, it would be collective nuts fruit, because it collects the nuts on its surface.
On the outside. How do you like that? That's amazing.
I had no clue.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that. Where are you going to learn things like that, except here?
Superhuman
Radio. Yeah, you think that Tracy Anderson or David Zizinko is going to tell you things like that? Absolutely not. Adele, now, just to kind of pick up for a second, because this is one of the stories that Elisa was going to talk about today, on something we talked about yesterday. We talked about the study that was coming out from Wisconsin talking about how science is always botched in the news. And you and I talked about the original press release was online science news needs careful study, but the mainstream media, who you predicted would just copy and paste this all over the internet, which they have now done, they changed it to online science news with user comments fraught with unintended consequences, study suggests. So are they using the user comments as the scapegoat, that is the reason why the studies are taking an unintended turn?
Well, in a way, obviously not directly, but indirectly, they imply this. And it's quite interesting. This is the one line they changed. Otherwise, they just put a date stamp before the total piece and copied the rest. But they changed the main heading, which otherwise would pertain to the actual to this particular science news outlet as well. And they don't have comments. So by just inserting the piece on the comments, which are also mentioned in the article, that
right.
Makes things even more problematic. But by inserting this, they are trying to evade criticizing themselves by reposting this.
Right.
Study.
That's what I thought. By doing this, they're putting the visitors to their websites out in front as the ones that are causing the problem, and not what they do with the articles. It's a brilliant move on their part, but it just shows the total frauds.
Yeah, fraud, just like the fraud in the heading, yeah?
Yeah.
The word fraud in the heading.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go. And we did talk about this yesterday, and Adele said by tomorrow, this article will be all over the internet, but they'll just copy and paste it into all these different websites, but change and generally change something to make it more sensationalized to get people to want to read it. And that's exactly what's happened. So there you go. You got it first here on the Subversity Science Roundup. Adele, I want to thank you so much for coming on the air with very little notice at all.
Yeah, I was happy to see that you are calling because on the one hand, I didn't want to really criticize you, but on the other hand, it's one of those specific things that are dear to my heart, not to overgeneralize things. And I think fruit is getting a real bad rep for nothing as of late. Because people hear the word fruit and associate it with fructose and all the bad things they hear about fructose. But it's always about a modest intake, and in modesty, fruits are a great stuff to add to your diet.
Yeah, and I don't mind being called on the carpet, unlike a lot of other people who have an emotional investment collateral of their personalities. I want to get it right. I don't care if I'm wrong. If somebody tells me I'm wrong, I'm gonna alter my opinion. That's all.
So now,
yeah, I love that you had Joey on the air before.
Yeah,
and I thought to myself, on which other radio show would you have someone who criticizes the host on the air, or given the chance to utter his criticism on the air?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all about
my
the truth.
My compliments for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Lisa.
So, Dr. Andrew.
Adele Musa.
I'm sorry, Adele. I'm so used to calling him Dr. Andrew. So, according to your thoughts, then I can eat oatmeal in the morning and have my berries on it and not feel guilty.
No, certainly not. No.
There you go.
Good.
Okay.
You're good.
Hi. Adele, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
I will do. You too, too.
Okay.
Bye.
That's great. And we see how he's so meticulous, you know. I just was writing when he was talking. On the other hand, if I ever produced a radio show for him specifically, exclusively for him,
uh-huh.
I would call the show On the Other Hand. Because Adele,
he looks at all sides
he looks at everything. So he'll look at something and he'll give you an opinion. And then he'll say, now on the other hand, and it's like, oh, wait a minute. See, he doesn't pander to people. He gives them the facts, and the facts are complex, and they're usually multifaceted. It's not just one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, great stuff. Great guy. Anyway.
Okay. So just to switch gears a little bit, I read an article about diacetyl.
Yes.
The chemical that they use in microwave popcorn, which, you know, we've known for a long time that if you breathe it in, it's not good for you.
Yeah.
But there evidently the chemical plant is in Indiana, and a lot of the workers are suffering from lung diseases and lung cancer, and OSHA has been coming out against them, and so they in turn sued OSHA, and the FDA is saying that it's okay what the company is doing, that you know, they're not
culpable for what they're doing to their workers.
Exactly. Yeah. So
and so let's be clear about this. A lot of people may not know this, but the artificial butter flavor that's used in popcorn and also used in artificial butter substitutes like margarines and
Diacetyl is a naturally occurring chemical compound that gives butter its flavor, and it has been approved by the FDA as a flavor ingredient. So any product that you want to make have a butter flavor, they use that in it.
Right. But I've known about this for a long time. Before I even started doing the show, I was traveling home from Connecticut, and I was standing in front of a guy who worked for a company that makes flavors for foods. And I overheard him say something about the butter. And when he hung up his cell phone call, I said, did I just hear you say that the stuff that gives popcorn its butter flavor can actually harm your lungs? He goes, oh, yeah, if you breathe it in. And then I thought, anytime somebody makes buttered popcorn in the microwave and they pop it open and that waft of steam comes out and they sniff it in, they're actually breathing that stuff in. In the right quantities, that stuff can destroy your lungs.
Diacetyl has been linked to a rare, irreversible lung disease often called popcorn lung.
Huh.
Imagine that. Hundreds of workers at this company have said that they have lung disease or other respiratory illnesses from inhaling the diacetyl.
Right. Now, here's the interesting thing. The FDA says it's okay for us to eat this stuff, number one, okay? But more importantly, the FDA doesn't care that these workers, 100 workers, I can't imagine that this is a huge company where they have 1,000 workers.
No, maybe it's a smaller company.
Yeah, so 100 workers, that's a significant number of people to have lung problems. They should shut that plant down, but what did they do instead?
They've agreed to reduce the use of diacetyl by 20% and then try to eliminate its use altogether by the end of this year, where it's feasible.
They get to decide what's feasible. But also, didn't they have to pay a fine?
Mm-hmm. They had to pay a fine.
So here's, you've heard me say on this show before that it is legal to kill people in the United States as long as the government gets their share of the money. And this is proof of it. They're killing people.
But what's confusing to me is this diacetyl is obviously causing issues with the workers, but it's FDA approved as a fatal flavor ingredient.
Right. Why would the FDA even allow us
Why would they not take it off the market?
Because the FDA's mantra is a little bit won't hurt you.
That makes no sense.
A little bit won't hurt you. That's their mantra. But more importantly, so they pay the government a fine and they continue to go on and kill people and destroy lives. So if you or I did that, right? If you did something at your house that killed a couple neighbors, they would put you in jail. You couldn't pay a fine and get out of it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
But these companies, when you're a big company, you can kill people, you can make them sick, as long as the government gets their VIG, as long as the government makes their money, it's legal to kill people in the United States. Perfect example, tobacco. Long as they collect taxes on it, you can continue to cause disease. It's terrible. This government is really a fraud. The entire government is a fraud.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm being too harsh, I think, on the government.
Are you?
Someone's
going to come out and criticize you about that,
no,
too.
I don't mind. That one I'll defend. No, Joe was right. I absolutely made a decision to be a little bit more in your face. There's no doubt about that. And Adele was right. I guess you can't throw fruit out, but you can throw high fructose corn syrup out, fructose-laden drinks like juice and soda.
Right.
So there you go. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more stories to talk about here on Casual Friday.
Talk about the FDA a little bit
more. Oh, yes, but I'm not going to rant. I'm not going to rant.
Okay.
2013, I'm not ranting anymore.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Oh, man. Mensch, warum denn nicht? Jetzt hab ich dich von dem Laden über den Wagen bis in den Vorgarten rumgekriegt. Doch wir treten nur auf der Stelle, versteht doch, es geht unsere Existenz.
There are two products that I believe in, the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the H-Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Check it out. Going out on the late night. Looking tight, feeling nice. It's a cockfight. I can tell. I just know that it's going down.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Well, I want to talk about vaccinations a little bit real quick.
Yeah, there's a big push on right now, isn't there?
Well, all I have to do is watch the morning shows while I'm on the treadmill, and there's a ton of content there. They're pushing vaccinations. They said that this is the worst flu season that in the past 10 years, this is the worst flu season.
Now, tell me the truth. Do you know anybody who's had the flu? Well, we do. One guy, Billy, right?
Well, if it was the flu, he could have, I mean, he didn't feel well, but...
Yeah. I mean, do you know anybody that absolutely said to you, I had the flu, it took me down?
No.
I don't either. I just don't understand, like, if it's such a bad flu season, why we don't hear more about people having the flu.
Well, what they said was, you know, this is the worst flu season in 10 years, and don't forget, you can still get your vaccination. It's not too late.
Yeah, right.
It's not too late to get the flu. Get your vaccination and you'll get the flu. That way you don't feel left out.
I read an article. A hospital in Indiana fired 8 workers who refused to get the flu shot. So basically, the hospital made it mandatory for all of their workers to get the flu shot. If they did not, they would be fired. And 8 of them got fired. Most of them were because of religious reasons why they weren't able to get the flu shot. Or if they had allergies to the flu shot.
I would say if they said, look, you got to get the flu vaccine, I'd say, I can't. They'd say, why? I say, for business reasons. And then they'd say, business reasons. I say, yeah, mind your flipping business. I'm not getting the flu vaccine.
So anyway, they're still pushing the flu shot.
Yeah. So go rush out there. There's still some mercury to go around. There's still some thimerosal.
The flu has the highest death rate of any vaccine-preventable disease, and it would be irresponsible from our perspective for healthcare providers. That's what the hospital spokesperson said.
Well, first of all, if anybody's going to get the flu vaccine, it should be the very elderly. Mm-hmm. Although we did do that story. Remember, we did that story about elderly people not being helped by the flu vaccine several casual Fridays ago.
But my stepfather, who is elderly, he used to get it and got the flu every year.
Every time he got it,
he got
the flu.
And he stopped getting it, and he has not had the flu since.
Right.
So
what's really responsible and irresponsible? That's the question.
Exactly.
Leave people alone. That's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's new? What will we find at our fish market soon, Elisa?
Well, evidently, during the holidays, as usual, the FDA has secretly legalized GM salmon. Last year they did something too.
At the end of the year, during the holidays, when no one's paying attention, they slip everything by us. I think they did something related to GM last year at the holidays.
They did, but I'm not sure what it was. They've been legalizing so many GM foods lately.
I heard this new salmon is actually going to be genetically modified to be made out of soy. No, I'm like kidding. That would be funny, right?
I was going to say, really?
Yeah, a soy salmon. Soyman, are you going to call it? Samoy. No, I guess not. So we're going to have genetically modified salmon. Mm-hmm. We don't know what that's. I'm afraid
to eat fish. I got to be honest with you.
I know.
I'm afraid to eat fish from, you don't know if they're labeling it correctly. If you go to a restaurant, you don't know if the tilapia is grown from, in sewage water. I mean, I'm just.
Right. You order cod and you end up with some other white fish that you never expected to be, like tile fish or something.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It really is. It really is difficult. I guess, I don't know, and here's my fear, if they genetically modify salmon, right? So a lot of people are saying right now, well, that's fine, I'm just going to eat, wild caught salmon from Alaska. But my problem is if they genetically modify salmon and just by chance it gets out into the wild and it cross contaminates all the other salmon, then all the salmon in the world, over time, all the salmon in the world would have these genetically modified traits, kind of like corn, right? They say, well, genetically modified corn, I'll just grow regular corn, and then you check your crop and you find out that it's been cross-contaminated, cross-pollinated by the GMO corn up the road.
Right.
So what happens if these genetically modified salmon get out in the wild? They will alter salmon forever. I mean, it's really scary to me.
Supporters of GM fish think the newly created salmon will make it easier and cheaper to produce on salmon farms. But they are also buying into the notion that manufacturing GM fish will be better for the environment because they can also be grown on land-based farms.
What do you mean, without water?
It says be grown on land-based farms.
Oh my God. I mean, we're going to have to look into that. Could you imagine if they're going to start having fish that grow on the ground?
No, I'm sure they just mean that.
Like watermelon.
Like in tubs of water, surely. And then the opponents of GM fish.
I was just imagining like a watermelon patch out in Texas, but when you walk up to it, there's all fish laying there flopping around.
Opponents of GM fish argue that introducing such fast-growing salmon creates unacceptable risks to human health and the environment. They also know that permitting genetically modified fish to be produced will likely lead to more GM animal production, which could eventually destroy entire food chains.
Yes.
That's scary.
Yeah. What the hell is going on? I mean, they're going to destroy the... Are they not going to be satisfied until they destroy... the destruction of the world is coming at the profits of these companies. It's scary.
I don't know what to think.
Yeah. Do you want to take a break before we so we can get back on time schedule here, take a break, and then come back and do a couple more stories?
Okay.
Okay, let's do that. Let's take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of good stories to continue to talk about, including one that's going to scare the bejeebers out of you, depending on what kind of light bulbs you have in your house. You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Brothers are amused by other brothers' reps. Brothers are amused by other brothers' reps.
You already know about Titan Organics virgin coconut oil and that Carl says it's the best in the world. Titan has raw organic honey from the Brazilian rainforest produced under sustainable and environmentally conscious conditions. It's a creamy, non-filtered, rare honey. Or check out their 100% organic raw agave nectar from the lush, pristine farms in Tequila, Mexico. A naturally low glycemic sweetener. You can trust Titan Organics to provide the best raw products found anywhere. Go to superhumanradio.com and save 15% off any purchase when you use the coupon code TITAN15. That's TITAN15.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a proprietary diet protein product with a 49% whey to 51% casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It also contains micro encapsulation essential fatty acids, so they're stable in the bottle to deliver a muscle-building punch. And it tastes great, too. Flavors like banana cream, chocolate peanut butter, cookies and cream, and many more. All their dairy protein is from right here in the USA. It's 100% made in America. Go to xfmuscle.com and get your Ultra Peptide.
You train hard.
You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetic Cream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Oh my God, Elisa's moonwalking in the studio.
You didn't know I could do that, did you?
No, it's okay.
Did you turn my
microphone up? Well, you know what it is? You have such a beautiful voice, and I try to capture it in its robustness, but I have a hard time sometimes because the microphone is moving on you. But anyway.
Well, I guess I move it. Sorry.
That's okay.
So have you ever heard of the Victorian diet?
No, but I know we're going to get a lesson on it now.
Well, I'm reading an article. It's from the UK Mail Online.
Mm-hmm.
That they were healthier than us and even lived longer. So should we copy the Victorian diet? And basically in here they say that men consumed 4,000 to 5,000 calories daily, women around 3,000 calories daily. But we all know that they worked harder than what we do.
Worked harder? They didn't. They walked everywhere. They worked all day long from sunup to sundown.
Obesity was virtually unknown except in the upper, middle, and wealthiest classes.
Right,
and
right.
Those, the upper and wealthiest
they
classes
didn't work.
Also,
I should say they didn't labor. They didn't labor.
Exactly. They're talking about the fruits and vegetables had higher levels of minerals and micro and macronutrients.
This is stupid. Okay. And I'll tell you why this is.
This
stupid.
Article?
Yeah. Because they ate 4,000 to 5,000 calories a day because they burned 8,000 calories a day. Okay. We talked about this on a show not too long ago.
But don't you think that, like, the food was better?
Yeah, but that wasn't it. That's not going to make you lean. The food being better isn't going to make you lean. These people.
But it made you healthier.
Yes, but these people had hard lives. We know. You know, did you hear the show that I did the other day? There is now. You know how there's a exercise physiology course in college?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's now something called inactivity physiology courses. They are starting to realize that our sedentary lives are shortening our lifespans at any caloric intake. So when you look at these people, everybody's always focused on their diets alone. They did the same thing with the Okinawans. They go, Okinawans live longer. How do they eat? We have to eat like them. Okinawans work harder. They have active lives. They're out in the sun all day long. They're out. They're doing things. They're not sitting in front of a computer 8 hours a day, then sitting at home watching television for the rest of the other 4 hours a day, then getting in bed. I mean, it's just stupid. You can't eat 5,000 calories a day and be healthier unless you are up and active all day long.
They're also talking about natural yeast that they used in their foods.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that the removal of natural yeast from today's foods due to our over-sanitized environment and intensive farming methods means our ability to resist infection and disease has become compromised.
I agree with that because that contributes to the microbiotic landscape of the body. I agree with that. But that's still not a reason to follow the Victorian diet unless you're following the Victorian lifestyle.
Right. Well, what about the ancestral diet?
Well, let's go to modern times for a second.
Okay.
Right? You take you're a big sports fan.
Yes.
Unlike me. I'm like a chick when it comes to sports, okay? You take a 230-pound football player.
And once right? he becomes inactive.
Yeah. I mean, he's ripped to shreds. Mm-hmm. He's eating 10,000 calories. Mm-hmm. You take who is that swimmer that got caught smoking weed?
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps, they said he ate 10,000 calories a day, but he swam 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So are we supposed to all eat 10,000 calories a day to do the Michael Phelps diet? Yeah, as long as you're swimming like Michael Phelps does every day. This is idiocy, this kind of stuff.
To improve our health, we need to return to eating a Victorian-type diet, including breads made with plenty of yeast and organically grown fruits and vegetables. But the fruits and vegetables weren't shipped from one place to another. They were grown right there on farms.
Well, but also the fruits and vegetables have changed. This is a discussion that I had with Leslie Aiello from the Wenner Gren Foundation. You know, when apples used to be a tart, fruit that when you bit into it, it was kind of like leathery and it wasn't sweet. But we have bred, what should I say? We've hybridized and refined our fruit to be sweeter and plumper and juicier. The fruit that they ate back then didn't have the quantity of sugar that our fruit has today. It wasn't as appealing to eat as it is today. So food has changed, number one.
Well, that was kind of my point.
No, I agree. I'm agreeing with you there. But that still doesn't say, I mean, if you got up and you were active like Victorians from sun up to sundown, okay, you'd be healthy eating today's food. I'm not talking about processed foods. I'm talking about if you ate the fruit we have today and the beef, the grass-fed beef we have today and all that sort of stuff, you could be healthier just by living the Victorian diet. In fact, I jokingly said on a show, that decades from now, the job, you know how people look for jobs today that make more money? Oh, I want a job that makes a lot of money. 30 years from now, we're going to be looking for jobs that don't impair your health. Shift work is going to be the bottom of the rung. Sitting in front of a desk all day. Guys who do landscaping they're going to be the healthy ones someday. And those are the jobs that people are going to want.
Well, in this article, too, it says sugar was still rarely consumed.
Bingo. Bingo. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, we shouldn't be eating like the Victorians unless we are living the life of the Victorians. And that's why the other part of even the ancestral diet equation is the ancestral movement equation. Living like your ancestors and being more active. So, anyway.
You mentioned light bulbs on the way out of the break.
Yeah.
I have an article here that a friend sent me, and it says that the federal government is forcing more and more Americans into buying new energy efficient light bulbs by gradually outlawing.
You'll get it now.
I know I can say that word. Incandescent light bulbs.
Right. And instead, we're being forced to buy, I think they call them CFL, fluorescent lights, a little curly Q that look like a light bulb.
Yes. Those are radiating.
As a matter of fact, I had Ann Louise Gittleman on the show. She did that book, Zapped, Reasons That Your Cell Phone Should Not Be Your Alarm Clock. And she talked about those bulbs radiate more radiation than like cell phones or computer equipment, and people are putting them all over their homes now, and that radiation is just bombarding them. And so she said in her book that those light bulbs will be shown to cause cancer someday.
According to a study from Long Island Stony Brook University, the light bulbs give off extraordinary levels of UV radiation.
Bingo.
Which can burn skin and even cause skin cancer. When there's something in your house, you don't perceive any danger. You wouldn't get that close to an X-ray in a doctor's office.
Right.
Why is the government forcing more and more Americans into buying energy-efficient light bulbs?
It's actually, from my understanding, it's coming from pressure from the lobbyist groups that represents the power companies. Power companies are forcing people to go to alternatives. In fact, they want to outlaw incandescent light bulbs completely.
Don't they say that some of them still have mercury in them?
That's possible, but that's only a problem if you break it and inhale the dust. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's not a problem if it's in the glass up you know, in the lamp somewhere. But they want to go to these lower voltage light bulbs because they consume less energy. Now, in my humble opinion, a safe alternative, abandon the CFL lights, the fluorescent light bulbs. And go for these high output LED lights that, by the way, last like 50 years. They're expensive as hell, but they give off a more natural light similar to incandescent light bulbs. And they don't have the problem with radiation, from my understanding, that the fluorescent tube lights have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an alternative. But they're getting away from incandescent because
if
they're wasteful.
If the government allows you to make your choice.
Well, they are right now. You can buy the you can buy the LED lights, but they're very expensive. A lot of people don't want to buy them. It's like they're like $25 a light bulb. Now think about all the light bulbs you have in your house. However, you just replace them once every, 20 years.
Right.
So.
Do you drink out of plastic bottles still?
Sure I do.
Have you read anything about aluminum water bottles?
No, I do know that they're becoming popular because people are all afraid of PCBs
and the BPAs.
BPAs.
Well, there was some study that was just recently released that said that if you're drinking from aluminum bottles, you may develop Alzheimer's disease because the aluminum leaches into your water.
Yeah, I could see it now. I'm holding the aluminum bottle in my hand. I'm looking at it. I'm going, I know there's a reason that I'm not supposed to be drinking out of this, but I forgot.
Well, so you're not supposed to drink out of plastic bottles, but some of the bottles, like the ones that you buy from Kroger, they said that they're BPA-free.
Well, they're BPA-free, but we don't know what other components of plastic are leaching into the water that we don't know is good for us.
Right. And then the aluminum is leaching into the water and causing problems. So you can't take glass bottles to the gym with you. What do you take?
I'm looking it up right now. Remember when you were a teenager, some friend of yours had one of those cool wine, it was like made out of bladder.
A wine flask-like.
Well, it was soft. It's soft, right?
Mm-hmm.
They back in the old days, They used to make
like a pouch.
Yeah. They used to make them out of the bladder of lambs.
Well, you can't, I mean, are you going to carry that to the gym with you?
Well, I carry a gallon jug and you make everybody laughs at me.
No, that would be great because you wear your five fingers and you carry in your little pouch and you can just wrap it around your shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, and you
and I can walk in there with like, I can walk in there with a musket over my shoulder and a big Quaker hat. Well, you know, we were at a party the other day and, that nice girl and her husband who train at the gym, that we see at parties from time to time made fun of me. She said, oh yeah, I always see him with this gallon of water. And you even get frustrated with me carrying a gallon of water.
No, I don't.
Well, I guess because I leave it everywhere.
Only when he sits it on the floor in the garage and then brings it in the house and sits it on the kitchen countertop where the food goes.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. But I mean,
that's not sanitary.
No, but I might as well carry one of those bladders filled with water over my shoulder and a musket and a Quaker hat.
Yeah, that would be cute. Here it says old-fashioned steel water bottles are considered safe since they do not leach chemicals. Just be sure the plastic spout, if there is one, is BPA-free. So a steel water bottle?
Steel. Why don't we go back to the Roman times? They used to use lead. Remember that when we went to the museum, they used lead back in the day to carry their water around.
Other good alternatives are drinks in cardboard containers with BPA-free spouts. Icebox water is a good example. It's made from 100% recyclable cardboard and has a BPA-free spout. Interesting.
Well, we got to find some alternative, right?
Yes.
I guess we could just start drinking out of puddles like animals.
Not me. Okay, so this story is for, I guess, Nick Guggs. Doesn't he live in Santa Monica?
Yes.
And Peter Rouse?
Yes, they live in Santa Monica, right?
It says here, Santa Monica residents complain about sea of fitness fanatics clogging up their parks. Evidently, there's hundreds of physical fitness fanatics going out into the parks and working out.
Damaging
the grass.
They have these boot camps, right? Everybody's got boot camps. So where do you have a boot camp? You go to a park and have a boot camp, right? So they have like 15, 20 people show up.
Luckily, they have water. I mean, weather that's so nice.
Right.
I'm sure they have water too, but the weather's so nice out there. You can go outside and exercise all year long.
So all of these people are showing up in this beautiful panacea. This utopia for fitness, and everybody's getting upset with them, right?
Well, and it says here, people have expressed concerns about people operating a business on city land and putting the city at risk of liability because they aren't carrying any insurance. So now the city council is considering requiring that fitness trainers who conduct workouts in Santa Monica parks and on its beaches pay an annual fee and turn over 15% of their gross revenues to the city.
Now, here's what I see, okay? I don't believe that these people are destroying anything. I don't believe that they're destroying anything any more than the family who goes out and plays Frisbee on that grass. But here's what I see. I see a state that is near bankruptcy, and whenever states get into these situations financially, they look at ways to exploit the citizens. Well, what they're doing is they're going, you know what? If this personal trainer had to go to a gym and train their people, they'd have to pay a percentage of the fees that they make. Why aren't we getting that? That's exactly what's taking place here. Nothing more, nothing less. That's all this is. The city says we're missing out on money we should be making because these people are getting they're paying to be in that class. We're not getting a piece of the action.
Well, some of the trainers are responding saying like any responsible business operator, they already are insured and they know CPR. And they also point out that they currently pay the city for business licenses and police-issued permits to hold their classes in the park.
Right. And we pay taxes for those parks. Those parks aren't given to us by the graces of the city. Part of your tax dollars go to the Department of Parks so that they can maintain those parks.
Exactly.
So what is this? You're going to use them? Oh, we didn't know you were going to actually use the parks. We want to charge you for that then. I mean, I'm telling you what it is. Very transparent here. The city is in trouble financially. They're looking for different ways to exploit people. They're going, hey, these guys and gals are making money at these boot camps. We need to make some of that money too. They're using our parks as a facility. That's all this is. Just opportunity knocking.
Well, what about just the person like say if I went out there and ran, are they going to charge
exactly.
me a fee to go and run in the park?
That's next. That's next. You can go to the park and stand, but as soon as you start running, you have to pay a fee. Yeah, that's next. They'll have cops writing tickets. Hey, you were running. Oh, I was chasing the Frisbee. That's okay. You're running. You have to pay.
That's crazy.
Oh, it is crazy. But again, California's in trouble. Do you know in San Diego they write more jaywalking tickets than any place else in the country?
Really?
Stupidest ticket in the world, jaywalking, right? But they wait for people to jaywalk so they can write them tickets because they have to exploit the people to make up for the shortfall that the state has. Terrible.
That's crazy.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we've got a couple more stories we have to cover. You listen to Casual Friday, then we'll finish up. Yeah, stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the one and only
dysfunctional DJ.
Stranded at the drive-in, branded a fool. What will they say?
Hit me!
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the H-Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength-amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Those of you who like listening to Superhuman Radio Live, we're going to have an app very shortly that you'll be able to download to your iPhone or your Android and just open it, and the station will start streaming.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. Doc, Adele Musa just posted on my Facebook about Time Magazine selected the company Aqua Advantage Salmon and its proprietary new genetically modified salmon. Best inventions of 2010. The Aqua Advantage Salmon is a proprietary fish created and owned by Aqua Advantage and is genetically altered so that the fundamental traits and characteristics of Atlantic salmon are now blended with an eel-like species called the pout and the native Pacific Ocean salmon called the Chinook. The result is a genetically modified salmon that grows at twice the rate as regular salmon. And he put underneath that, if you read the document he put up there, the tragedy of commodity and the farce of Aqua Advantage salmon, he says, this is so funny. So you are eating X percent eel when you eat that salmon, not salmon. He says, I guess your vision, Carl Lenore, of salmon being raised on melon farms is pretty real. How do you like that?
That's scary.
That is scary. And he also commented on the Victorian diet, which was originally written by an undertaker named William Banting, who also made the Duke of Wellington's coffin. Back in those days, it was the first book on slimming, or for slimmers.
Wow.
And he said it's basically the Atkins diet.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So interesting is right.
Okay. So I just want to talk about OxyContin a little bit.
Okay.
I was scared I would confuse that with oxytocin. OxyContin, oxytocin.
Yeah.
Anyway, Steve Lay sent me this article, and basically it's talking about OxyContin and how people have been going to their doctors and getting prescribed for, like, back pain, arthritis.
Yeah, and we're not talking about people who are trying to hustle meds. We're talking about real people like, hey, doc, I got a problem. My back is bothering me. So he writes a script for OxyContin.
He writes a script for the OxyContin, and then it's so highly addictive, they are becoming addicted to this opioid. It's an opioid.
And let's remember, everybody railed against Rush Limbaugh when he was addicted to OxyContin. But the reality, and what does the FDA say that OxyContin is?
The label on the drug, which was FDA approved, said the risks of addiction were reported to be small. There were also several publications in the New England Journal of Medicine and other prestigious journals that say there was minimal risk of
right.
addiction. But if you look further, those studies were funded by the drug maker.
Right. But now we find out that it is almost extremely addictive, that people just have to take it for a short time and they become dependent on it.
Yes. And there's so, for some reason, down in the Appalachian areas, this article is talking about an area of Ohio called Portsmouth, which
I know
is,
exactly where that is.
Which is near eastern Kentucky.
Right.
And then down further in eastern Kentucky, down near the Tennessee border, it's rampant down there. There's so much tragedy because of this drug, and so many people are losing their homes and their lives because of OxyContin.
Right.
It's terrible.
Right. Right. And again, the FDA, who is supposed to protect American people, allows the drug manufacturer, the fox who's guarding the hen house, to submit the research and rubber stamps it and says it's minimally addictive. When it's highly addictive, extremely addictive, and they're prescribing it to people, and these drug manufacturers, make no bones about it, they know what they're doing. Think about this. If you have a drug that's addictive, every time somebody writes a prescription, you've got a customer for life. Think about that. And so lives are being ruined, and now you've got task forces that are out there trying to close down these pill mills.
Mm-hmm.
It all could have been avoided if the FDA would have done their own research on the drug and determined that it's highly addictive.
It says here that these reassuring claims, which have been part of a scientific consensus, have been quietly dropped
mm-hmm.
or called into question in recent years as the medical profession has rediscovered the destructive power of opiates. Because before this drug, they didn't prescribe opiates for anything but terminally ill or patients with cancer.
Right, right. But the FDA, in its divine wisdom, said, this is okay, you guys can prescribe it. And see, what frustrates me is, No one at the FDA ever gets called on the carpet for Vioxx, for this, nothing. No one gets punished.
The nation is confronting an ongoing epidemic of addiction to prescription painkillers, more widespread than cocaine or heroin, that has left 2 million in its grip.
That's sad. And thanks to the FDA who's protecting us. Thank you, FDA.
And,
you're doing a great job.
People are trusting their doctors. They're going and getting prescriptions from their doctors.
Well, let's face it. Doctors don't do any research, right? Pretty little girl comes in.
Says it's not addictive.
It's not addictive. It's a great alternative for this, for that, for this, for that. And the doctor just writes a prescription for it. I mean, doctors should be held culpable too. But unfortunately, doctors are nothing more than pill pushers today. They're not doctors. The majority of them. There are good doctors out there. But then there's just these pill pushers. They just, you come in, they write you a script for something, you go home. It's sad.
Well, it says right here that FDA records show that the studies were developed by the maker of OxyContin. You'd think that the FDA would.
Oh, no. They never. But the same
question
thing.
That.
But that's the same thing that happened with Vioxx. The manufacturer of the drug said it's perfectly safe, and they knew that people were having heart attacks with it. And they just covered it up, and the FDA just rubber stamps it. This is why I say, could you imagine going to college to get a degree, and every single teacher just summarily gives you a 100, doesn't even look at your paper, doesn't look at an answer sheet to verify that you got the right answer. They just summarily just gave you a 100. You'd come out of college being as dumb as you went in, but you'd have a degree now. How dangerous you would be. Let's say you're a doctor. Let's say you're a surgeon. And that's what the FDA does. The FDA doesn't have the brain trust to do the research themselves. They don't put the effort in to do the research themselves. They look over the research and they look for red flags, and red flags are easy to hide. These manufacturers of drugs know how to write these studies, so things are hidden, and they rubber stamp it. You should have zero confidence in any FDA approved drug. Zero confidence. No confidence whatsoever.
Well, here in the same article, it's talking about the conclusions that the studies reached were sometimes unsupported by the data.
Huh.
And when the FDA, knowing that the data was not supported, they were struggling to come up with an opioid policy, they turned to a panel populated by doctors who had financial relationships with the drug maker.
Yeah, right. There you go.
So they know.
It's collusion. Sure, it's collusion. It's terrible. It's terrible. The FDA is useless. Useless, I say. In fact, they're worse than useless. They're dangerous because there are a lot of people who still believe in them. So that has to stop. What else do we have to talk about, Elisa?
That's it.
We had a great show today. I want to thank Joe Siciliano for coming on the show and talking to us. Also for Adele Musa for being available. And I want to thank you because Elisa does all the work to put this show together. I am just her co-host. She is not my co-host in this show. So thank you very much for all the hard work you do.
Thank you.
And we'll see everybody next week.
Bye.
Superheroes, this is the Superhuman Channel.